three former school buildings with rich histories are being deemed endangered by a Nashville preservation group. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports Historic Nashville Incorporated has raised the alarm about disrepair and proposed demolitions.
On a hill that overlooks downtown stands the last building from the original Tennessee School for the Blind, specifically the facility for black children before integration in 1965 that makes it eligible for the National Register. So it shocked Historic Nashville's Jen Harmon to see, in writing, a city proposal to knock it down so Metro schools can build a new School of the Arts.
This particular building is one of a kind. It's a story that Nashville needs to tell and not just tear it down, not just, you know, keep a few bricks and make a monument.
Her group hopes that city and state reviews could save that building, ideally reusing it as part of any future school. The group also hopes to preserve the stately 1930s Monroe Harding Orphanage in Green Hills and the one-room 1924 Rosenwald School in rural Pasco. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
Historic Nashville's annual list of endangered places also calls attention to redevelopment along Music Row and the trend of teardowns in the city's working-class neighborhoods.